transition work like it was supposed to. And the only thing I urge you, if you go into a trust situation like that, pay your trustee. I kind of thought, well, the goodness of my heart, well, I'll do this. But it took a lot of time and effort to keep that, to keep everything right in that trust. And then, so then we move on to day. And I have a daughter and a son, and my brother Rich has a daughter and a son. My children grew up on the ranch. My oldest child, Stacy, was good with numbers and attended SDSU to get an ag econ degree. And in July of 1998, she married Troy Hadrick from Falkton. She and her husband Troy graduated from college in December of that year, and they came home to the ranch and moved into my parents' old house. Troy went to work for Blair Brothers, and Stacy had a job in town. And Troy, he came from a family background, but he really liked the cattle industry. And he's a quick learner and became a very good stockman. He learned how to AI, we had him AI, learned how to pregnancy ultrasound, self-taught him that. We sent him to CUP school, which he learned how to carcass ultrasound. And both my son and Chet, both Troy and my son Chad, I sent them to embryo transfer school. And at one time, the boys were flushing 30 cows every other month. After being on the ranch for 9 years, Troy and Stacy moved back to his parents' farm at Falkton. Now, my son Chad, he's 4 years younger than my daughter. And he's always been involved with the ranch. I mean, ever since he was a little bitty kid, he was out working on the ranch. You know, by the time he was 13 years old, he was, you know, I hired a guy to take him around and Chad tell him what to do. He could check, you know, he'd check in cattle, mending fence, and you know, just 13-year-old ranch hands, what he was. You know, he had a lot invested in that ranch. And so when bringing Troy in and Chad, I don't know whether a lot of you have, you know, went to the color scheme and what personality you had. On the son Chad, he's red. If you know what that, I mean, he makes decisions fast and he takes a hold of something. And Troy, he's more on the blue area. I mean, he likes social. He, you know, stand back. It was hard to bring these two boys together because their personalities were so different. And, you know, and I was trying to meld them together, you know, make this deal work because I wanted to pass this ranching enterprise on. And we did a lot of things. I mean, we'd hold family meetings. We'd look at a lot of different things to try to make this a cohesive unit. But it finally came to my realization that this wasn't going to work. And you have to come to, or for me, I had to come to terms with getting on with this. And so it finally came down to, you know, it was better off Troy left the ranching operation. So moving on today, I have a nephew in the operation, I have a son in the operation. We meet every morning for breakfast. My son's wife's involved in the operation, and also my nephew just got married, and he's involved in the operation today. We have a family meeting every morning. We go over, you know, the day's activities along with anything else that's industry related. I mean, we talk politics, we talk, you know, religion, we talk anything that anybody's gleaned. And after you get your hands around the family situation, for me it became very easy for the transition. And, you know, and that there's three things that I'm looking at. You know, the main thing right now is build the boys' equity. And the way I'm going to do that is form an LLC, which is talked about. And there will be four of us. And this will, my brother, my nephew, and my son. And through our feeding operation, this will be real easy to do in that we can put all of our feeding operation into this grass pasture deal. And the boys can build some equity, and it doesn't take them a lot to get a start up in the deal. We've done gifting. There's a neighboring property came up for sale, and we gifted each of my son and my nephew and my son's wife. Rich and I both gifted them the down payment. We worked it back and forth to where we got the down payment together. And also, we'll put together Cow and Machinery LLC. And then going into the real estate, we'll have a, you know, we'll have set up either a trust or another LLC for the real estate. And like the other people we're talking today, you know, you'll be able to transfer one and then build equity and then down the line. And the thing that I'd urge you, I see I'm out of time, is that you find you a financial planner is where I'd start, either a good CPA or the gentleman that spoke this morning, you know, and give you some ideas of how to get your business formulated there, and then move on, you know, draw up the legal papers. But I guess the thing that I'd urge you is just get started. You know, it's a process, takes a number of years, and I look forward to questions tonight if you have any for us. My whole proceeding's in the book, so if you want to, look it over, and I'll enjoy seeing you tonight. Thank you.